This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Days until election 2020. 72 days. Write that down somewhere in a little post-it note, stick it on the dash. So you can say, okay, today I have to do something about what I want to have happen on that day. How could I best make a difference? It's also 22 days until Big Iron 2020. Looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting there as well. Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services in North Dakota will join us in a moment. We have a question of the day I'm going to unveil here in a little bit. Stay tuned for that. More of your calls. And also John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment talking about their virtual gala that is coming up in a few days. Sean in Fargo, let's get you in here before Chris Jones comes in here. What's next on What's on Your Mind? Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mr. Hannon. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, still upright, as they say, which I always figure is a good sign.
Very good sign.
I'm hoping on November 4th we wake up to the Donald with both thumbs out smiling when we turn on our television or our computers in the morning. But, you know, when you're a good one to talk about, you know, our constant attacks on the Constitution. And what I wanted to pop in real quick and urge people that are gun owners and supporters of guns and firearms and the Constitution to make sure they show up at the Fargo City Commission meeting tonight, because we're in the process of challenging their FFL ban ordinance, you know, as far as a home-based business, which a legal scholar could tell you is unconstitutional, and it flies in open defiance in relation to North Dakota state law.
What is an FFL ban?
Federal firearms license. In other words, they do not want people to be able to do legal and safe transfers of firearms as a home-based business.
Yeah, so bought a Glock a couple of years ago. And found it, I forget where, but somebody had it. It came through a broker, so he does the background check on me and said, yep, you can own that. You're talking about that middleman goes away, so they just eliminate make it harder to buy a gun, basically, or limit the people you can buy it from.
Exactly, and that's what it boils down to. And I've been telling people, just come down there and show a body count, because 55%... is of the latest study by the RAND Corporation, of North Dakota households have firearms in them and gun owners. And we need to make a stand, because the law, or the ordinance is written, is unconstitutional. And frankly, in my view, it basically goes against public safety. In other words, the fair, safe, and legal transfer of firearms to ensure that those firearms do not wind up in the wrong hands.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember any kind of case that said, boy, you had a federal firearm license dealer blow it and sell a gun to somebody that shouldn't have had one. Are you aware of any cases?
No, there are none that anyone can point to that have ever occurred in Fargo. And all the communities around Fargo allow these transfers to be conducted as a home-based business.
Mm. So it looks like we have a solution in search of a problem. That's a little odd. Good advice.
Yeah,
to be
that's a good summation of it, Scott.
Yeah. 5 o'clock tonight, I would assume it's the regular time at the Fargo City Commission. Does that sound right?
Yeah, and we're guessing it'll probably work its way to the floor in about the 5:30 time frame. So it should allow, you know, people getting off work to, if they pick up the hustle a little bit, to get down there. And like I said, you know, wear your pro gun wear if you have it. Or even just come and stand and glare at the commission like the rest of us in defiance.
Get in one more call here. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Darren Bismarck, go ahead.
Yes, Scott. Hey, read a couple articles this week, and the one kind of found interesting, it was actually a report from the National Institute of Respiratory Diseases, that they've only had one case of the flu virus reported since COVID came out, and just wondering maybe you could ask the governor if we actually have any North Dakota statistics on flu, because I haven't heard about any cases. The other thing was an article specifically talking about a DOD study where they tested 6,000 people and found that they were at a 36% higher risk to catch a respiratory disease like COVID if they actually took the flu vaccine. So I just thought that was kind of interesting information.
You know, we do need to do just a boil down on some of the numbers, and that's one example of it for sure.
In the whole U.S.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just so we're looking at actually, you know, real data, right? I mean, just show me the actual numbers, and that's certainly one example. So I'm going to make a note here that we get on that and do an analysis. Certainly we'll add it to our questions for the governor next time, okay?
Yeah, and I have checked the state website, and they don't provide any of that information, basically just COVID.
Yeah, because that would tell you if there's none or little flu, well, how many of the COVIDs were actually the flu, right?
Especially the nursing home deaths.
Yeah, appreciate that, Darren. Thank you so much. Speaking of nursing homes and our long-term care facilities in North Dakota, Chris Jones is here. He's headed up a task force within the COVID relief efforts of caring for the most vulnerable in our population. Certainly a concern. We want to get an update on all of that. And he joins us now, head of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on again, Scott.
You know, to the vulnerable population and to the task force, just to give me a sense of where you think, you know, is it a well-oiled machine now? Is it a work in progress? How are things going?
Well, I'd say it's in between the two, but I think we're getting more closely to a well-oiled machine in terms of how we're able to do things. We're obviously testing and working as one across the state. The facilities have done a great job in collaborating with the state. I think, you know, if you were to say what's my biggest concern right now is people are just tired. People are tired of the testing. And we don't have a solution to get around the testing at this point, because we do know if we don't stay in front of testing that you get the spread, and that's how the vulnerable do become sick and ill and ultimately, unfortunately, sometimes pass away. So until we can figure out a different model, testing seems to be the thing that's going to help eliminate the spread in these congregate living settings. But we have to keep looking at it. The other thing I'd want to update you on is CMS is likely releasing new guidelines as it relates to testing. So North Dakota was way out in front of everyone, as you know, as it relates to testing. And the CMS guidance is going to be some facilities across the country are going to be testing twice a week. Some facilities are going to be testing once a week. And those that don't have a lot of positivity, a positivity rate that's high in their county, will be testing once a month. But that being said, when you compare North Dakota to the other states, and I know that doesn't always feel, it doesn't answer the question, we're so far ahead of everyone else as it relates to protecting the vulnerable and long-term care.
At some point, I remember hearing something about a shipment of the test where you can get the results right away. What do you call those?
The SOFIA test, and the federal government has done those. They've started to show up at our facilities. But the concern we have is, in essence, they are not done in a CLIA lab. It's a CLIA waiver, which essentially means there's not the same level of education for the people performing the test. And we need to make sure if we're going to be doing those tests in those facilities that we are giving accurate results. So those have started showing up. We will be working with them, but we are going to continue to look at other solutions and to ensure we keep everyone safe and to continue to keep visitation open as much as possible.
But the beauty of those is you get your result right away, right? So that you, I guess the efficiency of okay, somebody's positive, boom, they're not coming in, is a lot better than they took the test, but, you know, they're in, and now who do they have contact with, right?
Correct. But there's also the concern about the test not being done correctly.
Right.
So you could have false positives and false negatives, and then that creates, quite frankly, even more, you know, conspiracy theories, for lack of a better term, in terms of what is the testing. We do know the PCR testing is the most accurate, and want to make sure people realize and put the trust in those tests, because we do know the vast majority of the time those are accurate tests.
PCR is the test that takes, 72 hours to get the results back, generally?
Correct. Yep, generally. The goal of the state has been 48 hours. I know the NDUS system has been having great turnaround times. We still have to work on it on long-term care, so we're continuing to focus in on how to best deliver those tests in a timely manner.
Are the testing protocols all handled by Department of Health and the apparatus?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, the general Dorman is overseeing?
Yes, that being said, early on we did outsource to Mako in North Carolina, but that process is still run within the Department of Health, so there is a connection between the Department of Health and Mako, and Mako's that lab out of North Carolina.
Gotcha. More with Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services today on What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550. Tim on the road, we'll get you in here too. Stay tuned, more coming up.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, you're going to love it. And they have a month of specials, so many specials they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull, the 16-ouncers, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lincoln, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be.
What you gonna do about that?
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Sounds like the rules we have here on the program, right?
Love it.
Anything you want to say, This is a place to do it. Whether we agree or disagree, we love your calls. But by golly, love the place we call America. We all won the lotto just by being born here. Petroserve USA lunch today. Hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie. How's that sound? So good you're going to have to wait till tomorrow, because it's actually beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham today in Valley City. I gave you a little preview of tomorrow's there, but today, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City, exit 292, I-94, tater tot hot dish, I-29, Harwood location, or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and the meatball sub, Fargo 12th Avenue location at Petroserve USA. Every Petroserve USA you go to is great cooking, home cooking, and you also have grab-and-go convenience, which makes it really nice, too. Petroserve USA. You tell them Scott sent you. More with Chris Jones, who heads up North Dakota's Department of Human Services, often referred to as the 800-pound gorilla of North Dakota government. It's big, and it does a lot, and it's a big job. Chris, when you took this job, you obviously didn't think there'd be a COVID-19, but explain how the COVID-19 efforts has either enhanced or detracted from your overall mission of what you're doing in bringing innovation to the Department of Human Services?
That's a great question. When I came to the Department of Human Services, I thought I was going to focus primarily on Medicaid, and thought Medicaid was, the greatest opportunity. And I would say that Medicaid is probably the easiest part of DHS, believe it or not. And so one of the things that has really become a focus, or realizing that we might not have the infrastructure to support, is around childcare. And even before childcare, or even before COVID, started to look at all the money that we were spending on schools and behavioral health and having kids not educated in childcare necessarily, but being ready to learn and to sit still and to listen to their teachers. And it always was coming back to, do we have the right childcare infrastructure? And so now with COVID, childcare has become even more important, as more families are either working from home, or as now when school comes back in session, you have families that where children are going to be in school part-time and at home part-time. And how do we make all that work? And then you have child care centers who have stayed open during this entire time who are now saying, I don't know that I want to bring in children who were part of a hybrid learning plan into a whole new population of kids another 2 days a week. So this is going to be a time that we really need to look at, how do we make sure that we are appropriately load balancing and making the right investments across the state of North Dakota, because we know it's not an endless pot of money, but we've got to be thinking on how we correctly invest so that North Dakota can remain great and have a strong economy. And part of that is having parents who can work. And so how is that supported going forward?
Answer your own question for me. What's job one in that regard?
Well, I look at it this way, and I'm not picking winners or losers here, but I look at the state of North Dakota. The insurance commissioner just finished a report that's going to come out that has North Dakota as the number one state for reimbursement for Medicaid, number one in the nation, and we have the number one growth rate in the nation as it relates to Medicaid reimbursement. As it relates to child care, we're 39th in the nation. And that's not necessarily from a reimbursement perspective. That's from a how we're organized and being able to serve families. So I look at that. I look at the fact that 95% of a child's brain, the synapses, are formed by the age of five, and we make virtually zero investment in those children up until five. And then we've put in at least $10,000 of state funds through K-12. And then we put in another 700 some million in higher ed general fund dollars. So again, I'm not picking winners or losers. I would just say that if we're going to get a return on investment and set generations up for success, and want to reduce the behavioral health spend we have in schools and have those children ready to sit and pay attention to their teachers, I think we have to take a serious look at how dollars are invested.
Mark in Bismarck, question for Chris Jones. Go ahead, you're next. Mark, are you there? All right, I don't hear Mark. Mark, are you on mute by chance? I'm going to put them on hold, then you can chat with them again, Daniel, okay? Tim, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, my question isn't for him. I actually wanted to call and talk about the parade this weekend. Hats off to the organizers. They did a heck of a job. I got to tell you that right up front. But you were talking about the protesters on the bridge, and I was on the bridge firsthand. When we came up, there were a group of protesters on the east side of the bridge, and they had comments for everybody that came by, but they weren't always the most pleasant things. It was F this, F that in front of kids, calling ladies with little kids names. I mean, it was disgusting to see how they were acting and treating these people as they were walking up. Then after the boat parade was done, there was a gentleman that come running up over the top of the bridge, and he is yelling, "Stop those two, stop those two." And there were two females that were walking towards the west, and here they had assaulted one of the ladies when they walked by. She was holding a Trump sign, and one of the protesters punched her in the face.
Oh, my
and
gosh. I'd be just, kidding me.
Just kept walking. And there were some ladies that took off running. They stopped them, and they held them up or watched where they went, and then the cops did come, and they had them detained. Not sure what all happened after that. But, I mean, for the Bismarck Tribune and KX12 and KFYR TV not doing more on this and showing the support that the community brought out and the good that was happening, there was no violence happening at all. And I just thought that it was really a disservice of the Bismarck Tribune, especially, and KFYR TV.
I did see KFYR TV, I think, or it was KX4, I forget what, but with some actual coverage. KFYR TV, I think, beforehand.
I saw they both had some social media stuff. I didn't get to see the TV coverage itself.
There you go. I don't know if that was included there, but Tim, appreciate the call.
The Tribune, definitely absent. Absolutely.
Let's see if Mark is back here for Chris before we let him go. Mark and Bismarck, go ahead. Oh, you weren't? Okay. We can't hear Mark. We tried. We tried, Mark, for your question for Chris Jones. Chris, anything else you want to leave us with before we wrap up our conversation today?
No, I appreciate having the opportunity to share what's going on and helping keep everyone informed. So I always appreciate the time you offer me.
Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate the opportunity to catch up and chat, and also in your leadership in keeping the most vulnerable population. The people nobody disputes, you know, wearing a mask for, helping any way they can, those that would be health compromised or of that older age, seasoned citizens. I won't call them senior. I'll just call them seasoned citizens, as well as everything you do at DHS. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, folks, go a prize. And all call for truckers when we come back and What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest city to see unrest in its streets following the shooting of a black man by police is Kenosha, Wisconsin. Video that's gone viral shows Jacob Blake being shot in the back after opening a car door and starting to get into the vehicle. This man witnessed it.
He ain't had no weapon or nothing, and his kids are right there, and they, I guess, felt the need to shoot him.
Some protests turned into riots with people setting vehicles and a city dump truck on fire. Windows were broken and tear gas had to be used by police. The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, truckers, listen up. You know, we don't talk about it much because we're so busy worried about COVID being the only killer out there that matters, right? All the other stuff just goes away. But it is obviously a risk to get behind the wheel of a car and get on the highway, right? There's a risk there. There's a risk in everything in life. But my question today for our trucker friends is, what advice would you best have for us, the non-truckers, and every other kind of vehicle on the road to be a better fellow motorist and to keep ourselves safe, arrive alive? What would it be? Call me at 800-228-0550 with an answer to that question. And somebody, best answer in the next few minutes here, best answer is going to win a free truck wash. Our friends at North Dakota Truck Wash. How about that anyway, huh? Exactly right. Free truck wash. We're going to be up there soon broadcasting live from the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. And if you're headed that way, you got to clean the truck. Might as well do it on us. Call 800-228-0550, local number 701-258-0550. Best answer gets a free gift certificate from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Maybe two. Maybe two to give away if we have some really good answers today. But I thought if we're asking a question, we might as well have one where we can learn from the truckers who see a lot up there high above the road. It'll keep us safe. Lines are filling up, so I take it we're going to get some good advice here today on the program. And that'd be great. We're brought to you by the University of Mary. 99% of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid. You know that? And right now, the University of Mary is offering a new scholarship. It's called the CARE 19 Scholarship for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants that transfer to the university this fall. The University of Mary is preparing for students on campus with its wide-open spaces, allowing for social distancing. They, of course, have a highly qualified emergency response team created to put together a reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. Which is the Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant, open 24-7, seats nearly 600 people. Instead of lecture halls of 200 to 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe. Still time to apply for the incoming class of 2020. Find out more about the university's plans to safely restart classes on campus this fall. Visit umary.edu/prepared. Okay, we go up by Washburn for the first answer here today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Good talking to you today.
Listen, you as well. Hey. You as well.
Hey, yeah, career truck driver. Been out here for about 4.5 million road miles. Been just about every state and province that there is to run out here. The thing about it is they need to just kind of yield a little bit to bigger trucks. You know, when you're flying your plane, a big plane comes around, you got to kind of get out of their way. Same thing with boats when you're in the harbor. Big ship comes through and you're in a little boat, you got to kind of yield, give them the way. Well, the same thing should be on the road here. Just stay out of their way. Give them a little break and try and survive the day, you know. That's probably the best advice I could say.
All right. So a lot
of times when we're driving, we're getting crowded out too much.
Crowded out, you know, right on your rear end?
Cut in front? We can be going down the interstate. Vehicles will be coming down the on-ramp, and we'll get over to let them on, but then they'll stay beside us for the next 5 miles, you know. They're just driving too close to us. They need to give us some room.
All right. So you're listed with that contribution under Washburn. So just be listening to that, okay? And if you find out if you're a winner, just keep listening, okay?
All right, Scott. Good talking to you. Thanks, now.
And you listen every day? Is that what you said?
Every day, religiously. You betcha.
Wow. God bless you. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. Justin and Dickinson, what's your suggestion?
Yeah, I listen every day, too. My suggestion is you're talking about the COVID, though, is your question, right? What do truckers do?
Well, yeah, I'm actually interested in that. My question of the day today was to say, what should we do? So, you know, that we're less of a risk to you. In other words, I feel for truckers who, you know, obviously this is your job. You're making America go. You're getting things from point A to point B. And there's all kinds of motorists out there. And sometimes we're not real smart about, you know, keeping out of the way or do it. So I want to know sort of the pet peeves that you have and best advice you could give us to be, you know, make for safer roadways.
Well, then the other truck driver did say, yeah, just keep a distance because this morning it wasn't good in Bismarck. I had a bike coming off the exit ramp from the Lowe's exit, and a car was coming. I got over way before they were. They must have been going 75 miles an hour, and then they cut me off right in front of the biker. That was a big no-no. So when they're coming off the exit ramp, give them room, like a biker that was coming off the exit ramp. You really got to give them room.
Yeah, no kidding. I would imagine.
And the other thing, if you were, my advice to truckers, I'm sure everybody else is doing with the COVID, is stopping. And you always say wash your hands. Well, using the pump, and you might not go in to the store or buy something. If you do, and then you come back, you could use orange soap, and then you could use paper towel and you wash that away with the paper towel.
The tricks of the trade. Interesting, Justin. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Sherry's in Castleton. Got an answer for us, Sherry?
Yeah. Daily listener also. Career driver. I've been driving for 24 years. When you go out to pass a truck, do not ride beside the truck for mile after mile after mile. A lot of people don't realize if one of those truck tires would blow, it would blow that car completely off the road. You see it all the time. They'll come up to pass you, and they'll ride right beside you. And then when they cut back in, they hit their brake.
So if you're going to pass. That's what you're saying, right?
Pass, and don't hit your brakes when you pull back in front of you. Just like the guy from Washburn said, give us some room. Love your show. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much, Sherry. Thank you. Randy on the road. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You there, Randy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I think it's simple, Scott. Put the damn cell phone down and drive your vehicle. That's what half the problem is anymore. I think cell phone use is going to pass DUI and other things for killing people on the road. It's probably the most distractive thing we have out there right now amongst drivers. And I'm talking not just in the cars, but truck drivers also. See, a lot of guys, I use a hands-free Bluetooth. It's supposed to be the law in a commercial vehicle. I believe it's about a $10,000 fine, but I've never heard of anybody getting pulled over and jacked around for it. I mean, next time we got Trooper Talk on, we should say what's the law exactly and should enforce a little bit better, you know? But the cell phone distraction is a bad one.
That is interesting. So you see a lot up there in the cab. What percentage of people would you say have the cell phone in their hand in a car?
Oh, geez. I would say it could be 50% real easy, Scott. It's hard to say. And what scares me is, you know, I'm pulling down the road right now with the gravel crusher. I'm weighing right around 150,000 pounds. And I see people coming at me. And I, you know, just kind of natural in North Dakota, we look at other people and wave a lot of stuff. But, you know, you see oncoming traffic, you kind of glance at them. And I would say there's a lot, it could be 50% easily of people. And this is when they're getting right to you that are still looking down at a phone. It's a bad deal. We got to do something about it. We're going to have
Well,
we got a lot of these head-on collisions and stuff crossing the center lines anymore. People, you know, you hear about a rollover on a gravel, a county road or a township road somewhere, single occupant gets ejected or dies at the scene. And I always think there's probably two factors that we won't ever know happened there. Well, one, if it was the phone, we could pull the record. But, you know, a deer running out or something, the deer runs off, doesn't get hit. We make an evasive move and we roll the vehicle. And I think that happens a lot with animals running out. But I also think it's a big problem with people looking down at the screen and losing control also. So that's my answer for the biggest problem we got.
That's a good one and a good reminder for all of us. Do you travel Highway 2, get to Stanley, North Dakota ever?
I do go back and forth. We're based out of Minot, but we do a lot in western North Dakota.
All right, hang on a second, because you won our first certificate here today from North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind the Pinnacle Travel Center. And they do it better than anybody there. They really do. That's where you want to get your car washed. These are patriots that own this place, folks. Good folks. That's right. You call, and they'll be ready for you the second you get there. Just call ahead. Say, I'm coming in, and they'll take care of you. All right? Right there. Gary and Paige, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
The advice I got is that stay out of our blind spots. They don't understand how many blind spots we have on these trucks. Stay out of the blind spots, and when you pass. Don't hang out there in the blind spot. You'll save yourself a lot of wrinkles.
How do you know a blind spot on a semi?
Well, if you can't see the driver, he can't see you.
Yeah, okay.
Good point.
And if you're
you
on the passenger side.
You can't see him in the mirror. Yeah, if you can't see the driver in his mirror, he can't see you.
Yeah, makes sense. That does. Gary, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Let's get one more in here very quickly. Tom's on the road. Go ahead, Tom, your answer.
Well, I'm going to repeat something a lot of the drivers have already said, and that is stay the heck away from us, especially behind us. I happen to drive a truck that hauls material for batch plants for concrete, a lot of rock and sand. Some of that is so fine that it gets all over the truck when we're getting loaded and falls off the truck on the highway. You don't want your window broken, stick away. And definitely stay away from those tires. I agree with that lady that said that. They are very dangerous.
Do you travel Highway 2, Tom?
No, sir, I do not. And I drive for someone else, so it isn't my truck, and I would sure pass that.
On to somebody that might save a buck. Thank you, Tom. All right, we'll go with the Washburn caller. Washburn caller, call back if you would on the Eagle.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking, similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy.
Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're down in Lemoore doing a little waterline project, doing some boring, doing some trenchless stuff there. We're also installing some drain tile. It's a little wet down here, wetter than most. Putting a septic tank in, running some one-inch line for some telecom work. Kind of doing it all down here today.
Your company name is Red Trenchless. What's trenchless mean?
So trenchless means you're not going to disturb the topsoil, the subsurface. We're going to go down below. You're going to have an entry hole and an exit hole, and it's fairly painless, and it's fairly cheap, you know. It's affordable.
And folks can call for a free inspection, right?
That's correct. Yep, we'll come out and check out what you got going on, and it'll be a free inspection for you. And we're not afraid to travel. We work all over the state. We go far and wide.
Call them at 701-204-0404. Or Red Drilling, 2 D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. You pay what we pay. Employee pricing on 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding these here, LD and HD. And right now, Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business, makes them stand out from any other dealer in the area. Lots of pre-owned specials to choose from, and you can shop at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, and we continue on What's on Your Mind to find out just exactly that. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550. The Republican convention is underway in North Carolina. They are going through the nomination process right now, and Nebraska was last up, so we anticipate that we'll be hearing from North Dakota soon. I'm not sure who exactly is there. I know that you have Rick Berg, the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. We have Shane Kettle, who would be the national committeeman. And so we'll see who's all there and who's actually delivering the nomination voting roll call for North Dakota if we get a chance, depending on how they stop now to do the vice presidential nomination. So I'm not sure if they're going to come back to the presidential nomination or not, but if we are able, we'll bring it to you during the show. There will be coverage tonight of the Republican National Convention on 550 K-Fire. So tune in for that. And I would imagine Mark Levin will have some coverage on AM 1100, The Flag. Have you ever heard him do his coverage of any particular live event? He plays about 20 seconds of the event, and then he does about 3 minutes of analysis. And it's just a little bit on the snarky side. I'm sure that'll surprise you, Todd, right? Just a little bit on the...
yeah, well, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so
I would have expected that during the Democratic convention. Will he be as snarky during the Republican convention?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Not the radio god Mitchell. You should know. First of all, I'm going to never not be snarky. Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Outstanding. Ever.
72 days remain, folks, to engage in a way you haven't before. All right, let's get to a couple of texts here while we're waiting for our next guest. Scott, I have some Saturday night fire pit logic. We love fire pit logic.
Oh, it's the best.
The board had a meeting around the fire pit. It's a crew of 12 at the lake. We want your take on this. We feel the reason Democrats want mail-in voting so bad is the media has scared voters who are buying into the shutdown en masse so heavily they are terrified they won't come out of their safe space and actually vote. Your thoughts. The board meets next Saturday. We will discuss your thoughts. I think mail-in voting is the preference of Democrats, not for a specific COVID reason, but rather for a much broader reason, and that is any way they can make it easier. I mean, literally, what they'd like to do is they'd like to deliver a vote to somebody's door and say, here, vote for that person. Let me lick the envelope for you, stick it in. I mean, that's what they want to do. And here's the deal. Mail-in voting can be done in a way in which you can, you know, safely say, look, that's a solid vote. It's happened in small North Dakota counties, where people don't want to drive one corner of the county all the way into the county seat to vote, and it gives them another way to do it. That's not a way that, you know, you got to question that vote. But the amount of touches that they're looking for the mail-in voting, that's what the concern is here. You know, Democrats, they want that. In fact, Donald Trump has said himself, he's on record as saying, I forget what interview in which he said it, but he basically said, I'm not worried about winning this election unless mail-in voting is widespread. The Democrats have been fighting. The Democrats put mail-in voting provisions in the coronavirus bill, for crying out loud. So I think, yes, it's partly a reason because of COVID and who wouldn't come out, but I think that would probably spread pretty even. I don't know. I think it's more a philosophy that the more touches they can get on a vote, the more chances their people have. That's what I think. Hope I contributed to the fire pit logic. Robert in Kildare wants to weigh in on this mail-in voting, too. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I have a totally different view on it. I don't think it's about voter fraud. I think it's about holding up the election. This came to me and I realized that if we haven't chosen a president by January 20th, they say that states are arguing and there's lawsuits about, you know, who is these votes count and these don't. Our Constitution says that an interim president will be appointed. And that president will be Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. And so is it reasonable that the Democrats could hold up in court for a couple months to be able to decide who the president is? Absolutely. It also says in the Constitution that the new president has 2 years to call a new another election. So I don't know about you. The
delay in general would be chaos, sort of like 2000, right, when all of a sudden they were changing the rules right, left, and what you could count, what you couldn't count, and how you counted, and everything else. So I get that part of it. I still haven't seen anywhere in black and white this deal about Pelosi becoming president if there's a delay. So I've heard that theory bandied about, and the president even mentioned it because somebody else was saying it, but I don't know whether or not it's accurate or not. Need to dig into that a little bit. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow, folks. God bless you, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.